building blocks of human life for more stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
This is this weekend, but some people are still protesting.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
BJ, Austin, Texas. It's
IRN USA Radio News. I'm Jody Jordan. Visitors to the Florida Keys are being told it's time to leave. Tropical Storm Fay is headed their way and could be a hurricane by the time it gets there tomorrow. Jack Rahm is a hurricane specialist with National Weather Service.
It looks like conditions would start to deteriorate sometime on Monday for the southern Florida Peninsula, and then the worst of it being Monday night into Tuesday.
Four deaths have been blamed on the storm as it passed Haiti and the Dominican Republic. And French President Nicolas Sarkozy's office says he warned Russia of serious European Union consequences if they don't respect the Georgian ceasefire. Here's David Novak.
Russian authorities have issued conflicting reports about whether Russian troops have begun to pull out of South Ossetia. The town of Gori still has Russian control, though the Russian presence in the town seems to have depleted somewhat.
This is IRN USA Radio News.
Psoriasis. The itching, flaking, and irritation is painful, but the emotional suffering can be even more devastating.
My body was so sore, my mind was so worn out, I could not sleep at night.
I felt self-conscious, nobody knows what that flaking is.
And people say, ew, it just made me feel like you're dirty.
I don't want people knowing I have this, it's embarrassing.
Of course I felt self-conscious, not very attractive to look at.
The solution is new and improved Skin Zinc Advanced, the number one OTC treatment for psoriasis.
Skin Zinc turned out to be the perfect answer.
Skin Zinc has changed my life. The third day I saw that my psoriasis was disappearing.
In 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away.
My elbows are completely cleared up. You have to try it. Skin Zinc will make your psoriasis go away.
I think we're a Skin Zinc family for life.
Call right now for your 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc with Hydronize. 1-800-626-5198. That's 1-800-626-5198. Eliminate psoriasis symptoms fast. Call 1-800-626-5198. Call now. Get relief. 1-800-626-5198.
Eight is a lucky number in China, and it's been a good one for American swimmer Michael Phelps, too. Phelps helped the 400-meter medley relay team to win a world record today, collecting his record eighth gold medal of the Olympics. Aaron Pearsall says the whole team came up big.
That's a beautiful thing. You know, I'm honored to be part of that relay, to be part of this team, of course, be part of what Michael's done. And it's a great way to end our competition here, one of the best their country's ever had.
Pope Benedict says a humanitarian corridor should be established in Georgia immediately. He says the dead need a decent burial, the wounded need care, and people need to be able to contact loved ones. And an Egyptian mother of three says the newest additions to her family are very cute, though she's only seen the seven new babies on TV. She says she hopes to hold the septuplets and name them soon. For more news and analysis, log on to IRNNews.com.
This is the sound of a popular American motorcycle. It's the sound of freedom, the open road, really good times. And this is what it sounds like with a drunk guy in it. How do you like the sound of that? Cops are cracking down on drunk motorcycle riders. If you ride drunk, you will get caught and you will get arrested. Drunk riding. Over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Barack Obama says he supports abortion rights, but the government should do more to prevent unwanted pregnancies and help new mothers. John McCain says a baby's rights begin at conception. McCain also says he's committed to getting Osama bin Laden.
If I have to follow him to the gates of hell, I will get Osama bin Laden and bring him to justice.
The two spoke yesterday at a California megachurch. Israel will free about 200 Palestinian prisoners as a goodwill gesture to the Palestinian government. Earlier this month, Prime Minister Ehud Olmert promised Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to free some of the 11,000 Palestinians held by Israel. Abbas's rival, the Hamas militant group, is demanding the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners in exchange for a captured Israeli soldier held in the Gaza Strip. Meher Shirit is an Israeli interior minister.
I'm supportive of steps in order to build up confidence with the Palestinians. Of course, it depends what kind of steps, how many prisoners, what kind of prisoners there are, and what will be the reciprocity from Palestinians.
And Olympic veteran Dara Torres has won 2 silver medals in the women's 50-meter freestyle and the 400 medley relay.
Just being back here and taking in the atmosphere and competing against the best athletes in the world, you know, I go home extremely thrilled.
Torres ends the Olympics with 12 career medals. I'm Jody Jordan, and that's news from the Information Radio Network.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Hello, friends, and thank you for joining us for this live Sunday edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Of course, I have a syndicated transmission Monday through Friday for 4 hours, but then I come in every Sunday because so much news develops over the weekend going into the new week, first day of the new week. We are here, not playing hooky for you, bringing the latest news and information as we track the criminal activities of the global elite, also known as the New World Order. We're going to be going through a lot of really important news today, and I want to take a lot of your phone calls. If you have any question, any comment, you disagree with me, you agree, you want to take me to task or want to ask a question about a piece of legislation or find out if I have a take on it or if I'm even aware of it, I will be here live for the next 2 hours. And again, we thank you for spending part of your Sunday with us, our great listeners across the country listening on the AM and FM dial, a growing list of wonderful affiliates, global shortwave listeners on WWCR. We have the number one radio audience on the internet at Infowars.com, as registered by Shoutcast, Alexa, and others. Folks listening on the internet and several different satellite systems, thank you for joining us on this Sunday. Now, I want to get into the economy some later. I also want to talk about the escalating tensions with Russia and, quote, the West, and who is really behind reigniting the Cold War. And I also have a large stack of police state news, the surveillance control grid, the military surveillance apparatus being turned against the American people. So I want to go over those three areas: the economy, what's happening with Russia, and of course Iran, and now the police state. Just to recap what's happened with Russia, about 11 days ago, or on 888, there was a premeditated sneak attack on Ossetia and Abkhazia, two breakaway republics that broke away in 1992 from Georgia. Georgia, in the Caucasus on the Black Sea, historically has been part of Russia going back more than 300 years. That's where Joseph Stalin and many other famous Soviets came from. But in 1991, when the Soviet Union collapsed, several breakaway areas were predominantly Russian citizens, purely Russian, and the Georgians began ethnic cleansing them and slaughtering them. This is all part of the public record. This is not debated. This is history. And so a United Nations force came in, made up of Georgians, Ukrainians, Russians, Poles, and others. And in the early morning hours of 888, in fact, right at midnight, right at the start of the Olympics, as a smokescreen, Mikhail Shaskavili launched a sneak attack. Now, the sneak attack began with Georgian peacekeepers inside the military and police bases inside the capital of Ossetia and surrounding towns, literally coming up behind the Russians and slitting their throats, stabbing them. When Russians would run out of their barracks, they would be machine gunned by their fellow peacekeepers. It has now come out that the United States, if you can call it that, the people that have hijacked our nation, were directing all of this, and that's all admitted in mainstream news, just in, buried in the stories. Then, about 125 tanks, a bunch of helicopters and jets, as well as more than 100 self-propelled missile launchers, opened fire on the major towns and cities of Ossetia, tried to take a gorge going into Abkhazia, the other Russian area. The peacekeepers that survived, as the Georgian forces backed up by U.S., Israeli, and NATO troops, and Haaretz is reporting this, they're very proud of it, so we got a lot of this from the Israeli newspapers, so is Ynet News, went house to house killing all the women and children. They would be begging for their lives. In fact, the footage is all over Russian TV, all over European TV, not here in the U.S. Our media is so controlled. And they go door to door, and it just shows the houses full of the lined up bodies of women, children, and men. They would just have them line up, shoot them up against the wall. 2,000 of them in one town alone in less than 12 hours they killed. Anyone on the streets, they mowed them down. This was ethnic cleansing meant to draw the Russians in so that the media knowing, the corporate-controlled media knowing our public so dumbed down here in the United States that they could tell us, oh, God, look, Russia just snuck attacked Georgia. Oh, my gosh, we've got to move U.S. troops in and basically have war with them. And it was purely, and Zbigniew Brzezinski, who's now running things up there at the White House and advising both political candidates, McCain and Obama, he had recommended in two of his books he just published in the last 6 years, The Grand Chessboard in 97 and another, so I guess it's the last 10 years, in The Grand Chessboard, he talks about starting bushfires, starting wars in Georgia. Tom Clancy's written about how a war would start in 2008 in Ossetia in Georgia. He wrote that 7 years ago. They loved to let you know what they were planning. U.S. troops began massing there in the last 6 years. Israeli troops began massing in the last 6 years. And they ran a sneak attack on Russia to reignite the Cold War. They got to have an enemy to sell weapon systems to on both sides. They've got to have an enemy to scare the population into submission. And at the same time, they don't want Russia to be able to continue to export its oil and natural gas to Europe and surrounding countries because they found oil and gas reserves larger than what's in the Middle East and Central Asia in Russia proper and its satellites. And so this is a major power shift. And so a sneak attack was launched by, and it's admitted now, U.S. Special Forces backing up Georgians with Israeli and NATO and Ukrainian special forces, a sneak attack. The Russians came in, pushed them out, pulled back up to near the border of Russia. They're only about 10 miles over the border into Ossetia. A massive escalation, a rekindling or a reigniting of the Cold War in a big, big way. Now, if that wasn't enough, weapon systems, satellite systems, tanks, U.S. troops have been moving in to Czechoslovakia, to Poland, to Ukraine, and four other nations, not counting Georgia. I guess it's a total of nine, menacing Russia. And Friday, I read on air the official NATO doctrine. It's now public, and it says our doctrine is to encircle Russia and launch a sneak attack, nuclear attack. We are publishing this to provocate Russia into World War III. We want to have a nuclear war with you. And I read that, and I had a top professor from the University of Ottawa on to read the official document. We posted it up on Infowars.com, official policy. So when you hear it's an anti-missile defense shield, that's not what it is. These are short-range missiles all around the borders of Russia so that the West can launch a sneak attack, a sneak nuke attack on the Russians, and then they can't counter with mutually assured destruction back what kept us from having nuclear war over the last 58, 60 years. I don't know, since about 1954, so we're talking about 56 years, where we don't nuke them, they don't nuke us, there's a balance of power. When the Russians tried to move weapons into our theater, into our hemisphere, we had the Cuban Missile Crisis back in 1961. Well, now the United States is moving weapon systems into there so that Russia can't respond, and telling the Russians. So the top Russian general, Putin, the prime minister, and their president all went on TV this week saying, please stop. They read our doctrine on air, and by our, we need to start realizing this isn't our government, this isn't our military, this isn't even our country anymore at the highest levels. It's been hijacked by the New World Order. And their general said, fine, we adopt your preemptive strike system. We understand you're planning to launch a nuclear attack on us. We're now going to retarget the U.S., retarget Europe, and move in short-range tactical nuclear weapons into that theater. And they did roll several nukes into the area of South Ossetia and Abkhazia. So when we come back, I'm going to read a story, a article, The Neocons Do Georgia, by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former Wall Street Journal editor, former head of policy, Department of Treasury, father of Reaganomics, because he puts it best in just a few pages. And then after that, after the bottom of the hour news, I'm going to take unlimited calls today, except the last segment, I'm going to air a few minutes of an interview I did with the Austin police chief this week. It was an hour-long interview. I'm going to air about 10 minutes of it. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi there. I want to talk to you about a dirty word. Hangover.
I know. As the makers of Drink and Mate hangover defense tablets, we hear it every day. Grown, respectable adults don't get hangovers. Hangovers are what you got in college when you had about 10 too many at the frat house and then rolled out of bed bright and early at the crack of noon the next day. These days, well, sure, sometimes you'll have a couple drinks with dinner and sometimes you'll wake up with a little headache feeling just a bit queasy. But that's not really a hangover, is it? Well, call it what you want, but now you don't need to get one. Thanks to Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. Just pop one fizzy Drinkin' Mate tablet into a glass of water just after you have a couple drinks. They taste great, and the patented guava leaf extract formula works while you sleep. So you wake up with no headache, no queasiness, no hangover. Look for the green box at retailers everywhere. For a location near you, visit drinkinmate.com. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. It's how smart, responsible people like us avoid hangovers.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, this report is from Creator Syndicate, posted on Infowars.com. The neocons do Georgia. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, a true conservative, a true Republican. The success of the Bush regime's propaganda lies in deception with gullible and inattentive Americans since 9/11. It has made it difficult for intelligent, aware people to be optimistic about the future of the United States. For almost 8 years, the U.S. media has served as a ministry of propaganda for a war criminal regime. Americans incapable of thinking for themselves, reading between the lines, or assessing foreign media on the Internet have been brainwashed. As the Nazi propagandist Joseph Goebbels said, it is easy to deceive the people. You just tell them that they have been attacked and wave the flag. It certainly worked with Americans. The gullibility and unconcern of the American people has had many victims. There are over 1 million dead Iraqis. There are 4 million displaced Iraqis. No one knows how many are maimed or orphaned. Iraq is in ruins, its infrastructure destroyed by American bombs, missiles, and helicopter gunships. We do not know the death toll in Afghanistan, but even the American public regime protests the repeated killings of women and children by U.S. and NATO troops. We don't know what the death toll would be in Iran if Dick Cheney and the neocons succeeded in their plot with Israel to bomb Iran, perhaps with nuclear weapons, as they've stated they want to, I would add. What we do know is that all this murder and destruction has no justification and is evil. It is the work of evil men who have no qualms about lying and deceiving in order to kill innocent people to achieve their undeclared agenda. That such evil people have control over the United States government and media damns the American public for eternity. America will never recover from the shame and dishonor heaped upon her by the neocon Bush regime. The success of the neocon propaganda has been so great that the opposition party has not lifted a finger to rein in the Bush regime's criminal actions. Even Obama, who promises change, is too intimidated by the neocon success in brainwashing the American population to do what his supporters hoped he would do and lead us out of the shame in which the neocon Bush regime has imprisoned us. No, he's saying he's going to intensify it, just like McCain. They're all controlled by the same people, I would add. This about sums up the pessimistic state in which I existed prior to the go-ahead given by the Bush regime to its puppet in Georgia to ethically cleanse South Ossetia of Russians in order to defuse the separatist movement. The American media, a.k.a. the Ministry of Lies and Deceit, again accommodated the criminal Bush regime and proclaimed the Russian invasion to cover up the ethnic cleansing of Russians in South Ossetia by the Georgian military assault. Only this time, the rest of the world didn't buy it. The many years of lies, 9/11 Iraq, weapons of mass destruction, Al-Qaeda connections, Yellowcake, anthrax attack, Iranian nukes, the United States doesn't torture, the bombings of weddings, funerals, and child soccer games, Abu Ghraib renditions, Guantanamo Bay, various fabricated terrorist plots, the determined assault on civil liberties have taken their toll on American credibility worldwide. No one outside America any longer believes the U.S. media or the U.S. government. The rest of the world reported the facts, an assault on Russian civilians by American and Israeli trained and equipped Georgian troops. The Bush regime, overcome by hubris, expected Russia to accept this act of American hegemony, but the Russians did not, and the Georgian military was set fleeing for its life. The neocon American response to the Russian failure to follow the script and to be intimidated by the unipower was so imbecilic that it shattered the brainwashing to which Americans had succumbed. McCain declared, this is a quote, I play this Friday on the air, in the 21st century, nations don't invade other nations. Imagine the laughs Jon Stewart will get out of that on The Daily Show. In the early years of the 21st century, the United States has already invaded two countries and has been beating the drums for attacking a third. President Bush, the chief invader of the 21st century, echoed McCain's claim that nations don't invade other nations. Total contempt for the American people. They know you're dumbed down, folks. This disconnected claim shocked even brainwashed Americans, as readers' emails revealed. If the 21st century countries don't invade other countries, why has Bush done what he's done in Iraq and Afghanistan, and why are the naval armadas and propaganda arrayed against Iran about? Have two of the worst warmongers of modern times, Bush and McCain, called off the U.S.-Israeli attack on Iran? If McCain is elected president, is he going to pull U.S. troops out of Iraq and Afghanistan because nations don't invade other nations, in his own words? Or is President Bush going to beat him to it with five naval attack groups now in the Gulf, I would add? We all know the answer. The two stooges are astonished that the Americans have taught hegemony to Russians who were previously operating, naively perhaps, on the basis of goodwill. That's right. NATO's threatened to preemptively nuke Russia out of a blue sky, so Russia's saying, we may nuke you out of a blue sky. Suddenly, the Western Europeans have realized that being allied with the United States is like holding a tiger by the tail. No European community wants to be hurled into war with Russia, especially when 80% of their oil and gas is supplied by them, I would add. Germany, France, and Italy must be thanking God they blocked Georgia's membership into NATO. The Ukraine, where a sick nationalism has taken hold by funding by the neocon National Endowment for Democracy, will be the next conflict between American pretensions and Russia. Russia is being taught by the neocons that freeing the constituent parts of its empire has not resulted in their independence, but in their absorption into the American empire. Unless enough Americans can overcome their brainwashed state and rigged Diebold voting machines, turn out the imbecilic Republicans, and hold the neoconservatives accountable for their crimes against humanity, a crazed neocon U.S. government will provoke nuclear war with Russia. The neoconservatives represent the greatest ever faced, the greatest danger ever faced by the United States and the world. Humanity has no greater enemy. Now, that's a true conservative, former editor of the Wall Street Journal, former father, well, the father of Reaganomics, Ronald Reagan's confidant, a true conservative. The United States snuck attack Russia on the 8th, ladies and gentlemen, and it's all over the world. It's a fact. And the world sees Bush and McCain and Rice and Obama saying that Russia snuck attacked Georgia, and they're just going, oh my God, this is too off the charts. What are they talking about? In one city, they killed 2,000 people in 12 hours, shooting everyone on the streets, going door to door, killing families. And I was watching Fox News this week, and they had Americans who were in Georgia saying, thank God the Russians attacked, they were killing everyone, we barely got out. And then Fox goes, we have to cut the commercial, and they come back and say, that's just what Russia wants you to believe. It's an admitted fact. I have to say, the Austin American Statesman got it right and admitted that Russia was snuck attacked by the U.S. But it's not the U.S. It's the New World Order. And the dictator, and he is a dictator, they got black op torture camps and secret arrested dissidents in Georgia, and they have ghost sites where they take, you know, kidnap people worldwide in Georgia, the U.S. does. He went on CNN and said, this is about the New World Order. We got to take down Russia. Folks, Russia isn't Iran or Iraq. They got 20,000 nukes. This isn't defenseless Arabs that we can kill and celebrate in their blood. I mean, this is like Napoleon attacking Russia or Hitler attacking Russia. The good guys don't attack countries, don't sneak attack countries. Russia wants to trade with us, not have war. We'll be right back. Infowars.com has all these reports. Your call straight ahead after the news.
Hi. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is The Alex Jones Show.
This week, the British Prime Minister, the president of Turkey, the president of Georgia, and a bunch of others have all called for a world government. They say only a world government can stop this crisis in the Caucasus surrounding southern Russia. And you go read the definition for a new world order and what the white papers from government say it is. It's a world government. And then I still get emails every day saying I'm crazy. It doesn't exist. And I'm not going to let the White House get away with the fact that 2 weeks ago, it was reported on MSNBC. Of course, we broke it, but it was reported later by MSNBC that Cy Hirsch, at a media conference, said, well, I published a few months ago the fact that the U.S. government wanted to stage terror attacks on its own military to blame it on Iran. But he said, I didn't give details. Let me give you details. Dick Cheney wanted to paint up patrol boats to look like they were Iranian and have Navy SEALs come and attack U.S. naval ships. Yes, you heard me right. And that just kind of calmly got reported. Oh, Dick Cheney wanted to stage terror attacks, but was overruled. Who can overrule him but the president? And people are still debating whether 9/11 was an inside job or not, despite the fact we have declassified government plans like Operation Northwoods to stage just such attacks. I mean, I'm sorry, but people have been trained that patriotism is worshiping the government, not questioning the establishment, acting like the government's our friend and there to help us. When I'm sorry, it's bankrupt, it's been bought up by foreign interest, and they're using us to build a world government and an empire. And they're running it up on our credit card, on our dollar, on our debt. Okay, I said I'd take a lot of calls. We're going to take 7 of them in a row, starting right now. Zach, John, Matt, Motto, Al, Todd, Jonathan, and many, many others. Right now, Zach in Utah, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Ali?
That stuff's getting pretty wild. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I just want to get your opinion on something. In the Book of Revelations, in the King James Version of the Bible, it talks about the seven-headed dragon or the serpent. And I was wondering, like, if you had the same thoughts I had, that dragon represents world government, and it says that the Antichrist we put in charge of the world government, and he'll be given the power to kill people who don't follow.
Well, it says he'll be put over the 10 regions, and guess what? Under the United Nations, there are 10 world regions. I don't get into things generally from a spiritual or religious perspective. We just cover the news and people can decide if that fits into Scripture for themselves. But I have to say, it's pretty scary because, yeah, Revelation says this world government based in Europe will get in a fight with, and it uses the ancient name of Russia, to then start this world war, and that will then kill, what is it, like a third of the world's population. Pretty scary stuff. Let's go ahead now and talk to John in North Carolina. You're on the air, John.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to let all the listeners know that the two breakaway republics in Georgia, Abkhazia and South Ossetia, weren't traditionally part of Georgia. They only became part of Georgia when Stalin incorporated them as part of Georgia in the 1920s.
That's right. He was from Georgia proper, and so that was kind of a little hors d'oeuvre to his buddies from his hometown. He's from the capital of Tbilisi. And, I mean, it's a fact. I'm getting callers on air during the weekday show and emails saying, I'm lying, Russia attacked, because people can't believe the media lies that bad. If you even, folks, just go to the AP and read their chain of events, the rundown, the fact sheet, I mean, it will admit that there was a sneak attack launched by U.S.-backed Georgian forces. And that, but I mean, that's how evil our media is that the nightly news keeps saying Russia attacks, Russia attacks. Russia didn't attack anybody.
Yeah, and people should also take a look at what happened in Kosovo, where NATO went in there about 10 years ago. And they actually did ethnically cleanse the Christian Serbs, and then they just handed it over this year to the KLA.
To the Muslims.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's an absolute fact. But in fact, we have articles up on Infowars.com. The famous Newsweek photo of the starving man at barbed wire, and they said, we've got to invade. It turns out that was a UN food station on the Macedonian border there to the east of southern Serbia, southern Kosovo. It's Albania, straight to the south, and then right to the east, it's Macedonia, formerly part of Greece. That's where Alexander the Great's from. And again, but Americans don't know that. They don't know that they use Muslim al-Qaeda. And this is admitted. This is a Senate report to attack for 2 years the Serbs. The Serbs finally fought back. Then NATO came in, bombed them, bombed Belgrade proper in northern Serbia, took over, promised they were never going to give it to Albania, and last year fully gave it to the Albanians and then mass murdered tens of thousands of Serbs with NATO-led forces.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate your coverage of the whole situation. Hopefully it'll be diffused.
You bet. Thank you. And don't forget, a few years ago in 2006, Slobodan Milosevic was in The Hague being tried for like 5 years, and they would never let him have a trial, and he kept bringing up all this, so they gagged him in his own trial. Then he was able to get messages out through his lawyer that he'd been told to basically plead guilty, or they were going to poison him. And this came out in the news. Then he poisoned himself with a bizarre type of very rare poison, and they claim it was snuck to him in his shell. He's saying that they're going to poison me if I don't say I did all this. The Muslims attacked us. Please, they're going to poison me. Then they murdered him the next week. Oh, you're talking out. Oh, we'll just murder you. It's the same thing with Radovan Kojovic right now coming out. Let's go ahead. But, you know, those are just facts. Who wants facts? Better just to believe lies, huh? Matt in Chicago. But remember, the government is not our government. It's destroying our borders, our sovereignty, setting up a police state here, too. But people think patriotically, just nuke the Russians. I've been hearing that. Nuke them, nuke them. These aren't defenseless Arabs, good old boys. You know, the good old boys can't find Iraq on a map, but they like to, you know, mad, there's some brown people. Let's kill them. I'm tough. Yeah, let's get tough. Let's nuke Russia right now. I'm seeing that all over the place. I mean, they got nukes, folks. This country's in a lot of trouble. Let's talk to Matt in Chicago. Matt, you are on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. How you doing?
Well, not too good. They just kicked off another giant cold war, but it's not cold.
Yeah, it's terrible. I'm trying to convince my family and friends the real story.
Oh, they think Russia attacked, huh?
They follow Fox News religiously, basically. I just wanted to share two quick stories with you. First, on the economic front and the war on censorship. This past Thursday, AP had posted a story on Chicago Tribune's website breaking down the how inflation is at a 17-year high.
Mm-hmm.
So in response to that, being the info warrior I am, posted a comment on there with four links breaking down M3 is no longer reported by the Fed, what the impacts of that are.
Well, tell folks, M3 is the outside the country money supply.
Right. And so basically I broke that down, and then I broke down the problems endured by the world due to the private federal...
Oh, but you weren't allowed on a comment board to actually share info.
Right, right. Well, the big thing is most of the people who posted comments in response to that agreed with me, and that was pretty surprising on mainstream news. But so throughout the evening, as a typical narcissistic person, I frequently checked the...
No, you want to commune and interface with other fellow humans.
Get, right.
This is kind of the digital soapbox in the town square. You want to see what had been said, and let me guess, your links were taken down.
Well, yeah, there were over 20-plus posts the night before I went to bed. I woke up in the morning, went in, looked on the Chicago Tribune, two posts total. The next day, mine and all responses to mine were removed.
Well, let me read the story you're talking about. Consumer prices rise at double the expected rate. Now, remember, that's at double their cooked numbers. It's
right.
Really
that was
about
the first note saying that it's three times what they report.
Yeah, consumer prices shot up in July at twice the expected rate, pushed higher by surging energy and food costs. The latest surge left inflation running at the highest rate in 17 years. And they claim that it's 5.6%, but every private firm and bank that analyzes it says between 13 and 15, but I guess you weren't allowed to link to that.
No, we can't let people know that.
Well, hey, let the yuppies believe it's only at 5.6.
The second story I want to get out real quick, just notice on the cover of Time magazine, the title, the cover magazine article is How to Stop a New Cold War. Authored by none other than the grand chessboard mastermind, Zbigniew Brzezinski.
Oh, he's going to save us? Is a world government going to save us?
He is claiming...
Got to jump. We're going to come back with more calls. Stay with me.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal
personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and Mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
You can't say it's really a U.S. attack on Russia because the American people run nothing, control nothing. We have to realize that to get control of our country back. The government is completely bought and paid for by Fortune 100 companies that are offshore. Doesn't matter what issue it is, they ignore the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and the will of the people. And so I catch myself in the psychology of we have attacked Russia, it's bad. But no, the New World Order has attacked Russia and then told their mindless cattle that Russia attacked. And I keep bringing this up. I got a bunch of economic news coming up in the next hour and some incredible police state news. But we're continuing with your phone calls right now. Motto in Michigan, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex.
Hi.
Or evening, so to speak. so many topics, so little time. Quick for the first caller, the last book of the Bible is the book of Revelation. There's no S on the end. It makes a big difference. And the guy that was just talking about being censored, it brings up a sore subject with me. And I apologize for having to bring it up to you on the air, but I've kind of exhausted all resources in trying to get some resolution through.
Well, just make your point then quickly.
I'm being censored on your message boards. My posts disappear almost instantly or within a few seconds after me posting. I'm never vulgar. I follow the rules. I don't know why this is.
Well, let me ask you a question. Did we censor your call coming into this show?
No, absolutely not.
We asked where you're calling from, what your name is. Occasionally, if I have a guest on about a specific, say, growth hormone in milk, or mercury and vaccines, I will say, hey, I want it to be about this. But that's a couple
right.
times a week. Most, you know, 90-plus percent of the time, it's whatever you want. To answer the question about the PrisonPlanet.com forum, we have a few moderators on there who are just taken from the people that are Prison Planet forum users. And I don't have the personnel. I have like 15 employees. That sounds like a lot. It's not. Two of them are administrative. Three of them are in shipping because I have an online video and bookstore at Infowars.com. And so I guess that leaves 10 people for radio, video, web. We had to shut down RonPaulWarRoom.com because some bug in it, and if you go look at it, the site's shut down. It's not there today. At least it wasn't a few hours ago. I ordered it taken down this morning because some hole in it was allowing people to post porn on there. And I wanted it to be a user-driven thing, but then we can't seem to stop that. So it's going to, and then registration, they still just do it. And so it's so abused, it becomes a problem. Now, I have gotten a bigger office. I am going to hire more people. I don't know how I'm going to hire them to actually go in and take the... Look, I've had the Secret Service out of my office twice. And they're not mean when they come by my South Austin office. They just say we need the IP address of the person saying, kill Bush, kill Barack Obama. And then the people start IMing me and emailing me, not IMing, sending me emails, posting on the comments. The Secret Service is at my house in Michigan. The Secret Service is at my house in Austin. Well, you know, why did you give my IP address? Well, because the Secret Service has come to my office. You know, you can't do that. As for people censoring you on there, 9 times out of 10, we have all sorts of server things going on because of millions of people visiting the sites. A lot of times you will post and it'll take a few minutes and you'll see the person start griping. My post hasn't come up yet. You're censoring. And then it pops up. So, you know, I have never had websites until like the last year and a half where you could post comments because of the trouble it causes. And because of the provocateuring. We've also gotten rid of some moderators. And we told a few of the moderators who were just volunteers, please be more lenient with people. And so it is what it is. Censorship, in its classic sense, is where they want to shut down the web as you know it and not let you have your own website. Or censorship would be the government coming in with the Fairness Doctrine and saying, I can't have an opinion against gun control, against victim disarmament. I don't want to get into a big treatise on this because I want to take a lot of calls today. But Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, the Prison Planet Forum are some of the most free and open places you're going to find anywhere on the web. I'm going to be honest with you. We had people going in there and saying, kill N-word over and over again. So we did ban the key, the keyword usage of kill the N-words. I mean, there has to be some. You see, because what happens is we also caught people with the same IP addresses. They would come in and say, let's start killing police. And then they would post above it, my God, look at this website. We need to call the police. Alex Jones is calling for killing police. And then we go look at their IP address. It's the same person. So you understand, we're being set up here. So if you fall through the cracks and something happens to you, that's just the way it is. I mean, if I get some million-dollar donation, I guess I could, hire a bunch of people that, and had exact rules of what we do. But hey, or we could just shut the website down, RonPaulWarRoom.com right now. It isn't there, folks. Like, let me just check online right now because I've got to lean over here to the computer. This isn't very ergonomic in the studio. Let me go to RonPaulWarren.com and see if it's even there anymore. I'm sorry, the transvestite porn that was all over it, just it had to come down. RonPaulWarren.com. Okay, RonPaulWarren.com. Oh, it wants a password. This thing every 10 minutes wants a password. I can't even get on the internet here. Studio is like a torture device. The point is that that's the way it is now. Now, look, they're encircling Russia. The economy's imploding. The dollar's imploding. All this is happening, and we're talking about the big bad Alex Jones. Let's go ahead now and take another call. Let's talk to Al in South Dakota. Al, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. See, I just wanted to point out, I have two things to point out. The first one is it adds credibility to what you're saying, I believe. Just to the east of Georgia is a country called Azerbaijan. And the website to take a look at is...
Yeah, Azerbaijan, yeah.
Yeah, Azerbaijan. And it's the website to take a look at is www.usacc.org. And then click on the leadership, and you'll see some people that are quite familiar to you. Zbigniew Zabretsky, Henry Kissinger, John Sununu, James Baker, Brent Scowcroft. That's just a few of the people.
Yeah, there are hundreds of billions of dollars of oil, gold, uranium, natural gas in these countries, and these global corporations using our muscle are going in and kind of setting up their own little Dr. Evil kingdoms. They're building secret prisons to fly kidnapped Americans into.
Exactly. And the second point I wanted to make, Alex, was on the last week, silver and gold both dropped dramatically, and this is on a more of a local front. The price is being controlled. If you go to kitco.com, you'll notice that they have a disclaimer on the top there that says they're having trouble because of the high demand. Well, anything that's in high demand normally rises in price.
No, I hear you. I got to jump here on that note because I want to get to more calls. Good point, sir. Listen, this is a psychological warfare tactic that the social engineers use on us. Instead of having a national debate about was it right for U.S.-backed forces with U.S. troops with them to mass murder a bunch of innocent Russians, we are now going to have a debate for the next year about who attacked first when it's admitted in all the publications at the bottom of the article. They'll have articles like Russia attacks Georgia, and at the bottom of the article it'll say after Georgia snuck attack Russia. And so instead we'll talk about, you know, Alex, this will add credibility to your argument. It's like arguing if the sun came up this morning. But they know we have an uninformed population, so then it just becomes a debate about who sounds the slickest or who sounds the most credible on the radio or who's wearing the best suit on TV reading off a teleprompter. You know, who lies the best? The United States has been hijacked. It's set up criminal regimes all around Russia. They're moving weapons in and starting conflicts. For the 2 weeks before the sneak attack, Georgia had been shelling some of their cities and cut off the water supply. That's all an incontrovertible fact. But instead of the issue being, why is the New World Order doing this? We have a debate about, does the New World Order exist? Or we have a debate about who attacked, who shot first? Because people don't know how to check. They just hear the nightly announcement of Russia attacks Georgia. George Bush says they better pull out. This is unprecedented. Countries don't attack countries and invade nations for no reason in the 21st century. When that's exactly what they've done. All right, we're going to talk to Jonathan, George, Brett, and many others. The toll-free number to join us on air is 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525, or if you're listening to us locally in Central Texas, 836-0590. My websites are truthnews.us, infowars.net, jonesreport.com, prisonplanet.com, prisonplanet.tv, and infowars.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after this quick break.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
This weekend's tax-free shopping event should prove to be beneficial.
You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
90 KLBJ, Austin, Texas. It's 5 o'clock.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jody Jordan. Church bells ring as Georgians attend Sunday services in the capital city of Tbilisi. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says she hopes Russia's president keeps his word this time in honoring a ceasefire agreement to pull back troops from Georgia. President Dmitry Medvedev says Russian soldiers will begin a withdrawal tomorrow. And officials are urging visitors to leave the Florida Keys ahead of Tropical Storm Fay. The storm could start pelting parts of the Keys in South Florida by tomorrow. The National Hurricane Center has issued a hurricane watch. Deputy Becky Heron is with the Monroe County Sheriff's Department.
We like to get visitors out early so that if something happens and we do have to order a general evacuation of our population, then we have those folks out and can clear the roadway for our residents to leave should they have to.
This is IRN USA Radio News.
It works, it works, it works, it works. And what's best is it works from home. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby from the 3stepplan.com home business system. The dramatic difference with 3stepplan.com is that it does work. And after almost 5 years, I think that even the most diehard skeptic would have to agree there must be something different about the 3stepplan.com home business system. You see, we operate more like a mini franchise, so you get the expertise of people who have actually been successful working at home to help and guide you in operating your home business. It's kind of like a McDonald's franchise without the teenagers and big startup expense. And of course, we don't sell hamburgers. You do get to work with some really nice people who share similar family values. To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
Swimmer Michael Phelps and three teammates are the winners of the 400-meter medley relay. It's Phelps' eighth gold medal at the Olympics, eclipsing Mark Spitz's seven gold performance in 1972. Swimmer Aaron Pearsall says he's glad to be part of something special.
We're all very proud. I can speak for myself especially to be part of something as special as this and to end, you know, this wonderful meet on such a high note.
Through 153 events, China has 55 medals overall with 31 golds. The U.S. has 19 golds and 63 total. And Barack Obama and John McCain differ sharply on abortion. In a televised forum, McCain said a baby's human rights began at conception. Obama restated his support for legalized abortion.
but he said he would limit abortions in the late stages of pregnancy if there are exceptions for the mother's health. For more news and analysis, log on to IRNNews.com.
Coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Grass and weed allergens. Yes, those allergens are headed in your direction. So when your allergies start to get bad, get Claritin Clear. Non-drowsy Claritin D relieves all your toughest allergy symptoms like runny nose and sneezing. And nothing works stronger, faster, or longer than Claritin D to relieve your worst congestion and sinus pressure without making you drowsy. When you're Claritin Clear, you can make the most of your time outdoors. 24-hour non-drowsy Claritin D. Live Claritin Clear. Use as directed among oral OTC decongestants.
Olympic veteran Derek Torres has won two silver medals in the women's 50-meter freestyle and the 400 medley relay. Torres ends the Olympics with 12 career medals. She says she takes pride in being a role model for middle-aged athletes.
If that can help anyone out there to show what I've done and that you can do it, then I'm absolutely thrilled.
Rafael Nadal captured the gold medal by beating Fernando Gonzalez today in Beijing. Here's Chris Bowers.
Rafael Nadal has long since written his name into tennis's history books for his clay court exploits, but by winning Wimbledon and now the Olympic gold medal, he's showing the world that he's a class act who transcends the vagaries of different surfaces. He was ruthless against Fernando Gonzalez, winning 6-3, 7-6, 6-3, a victory built around his phenomenal speed around the court. The Chilean's only chance came when he had two set points in the second set, but even if he'd won that set, Nadal was playing so well it probably wouldn't have changed the result.
And a late fourth quarter touchdown pass from rookie quarterback Colt Brennan gave the Redskins a 13-10 win over the Jets at Giants Stadium last night. Brennan connected with Jason Good for a 33-yard touchdown pass with 1:17 left in the fourth quarter to ruin Brett Favre's New York debut and seal the three-point win for the Skins. Brennan celebrated another special occasion last night.
Yeah, today is my birthday. I got to play against Brett Favre and throw a touchdown in Meadowlands, so it's a good day.
I'm Jody Jordan, and that's news from the Information Radio Network.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
We're back. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday. Now, 6 minutes into the second hour, final hour. I've been covering the fact that U.S.-backed Georgian forces launched a massive sneak attack into Russian-controlled territories, violating international peace agreements from 1992, killing more than 2,000 people. And they have so much disdain and contempt for the American people, our government does, the criminals that run it, our criminal-controlled media, that they lied and said that Russia launched a sneak attack. Just an absolute, complete fraud. You can verify it's a fraud in about 10 seconds. They don't care. Now, the amazing thing is about 90% of the newspapers and TV news shows said the lie, but then even on some of the networks, they would then later admit the truth, and a lot of newspapers admitted the truth. So they're not even getting their lies straight now. Because all media, even all mainstream media, is not lying. And that's a whole other subject. Not just the sneak attack, the start of a new hot war, moving weapons into Georgia, moving weapons into Ukraine, Poland,
NATO announcing it has a new doctrine of preemptively nuking Russia. They've been announcing this for 2 years. No, no, not that. It's the issue of how controlled our media is, how much lying they do, how dangerous that is. I mean, that's tyranny, folks, when you've got lies of this magnitude. And what does that say about the American people, that the elites would lie like this, that they would think they could get away with something like this? And what else are they lying about? Well, pretty much everything. They lie, they spin, they tell half-truths, like no government I've ever seen. I've never been a fan of Russia, never been a fan of the communists, and never been a fan of their corrupt kind of free market system they've got now. I'm not even siding with Russia, but the point is I've been watching the Russian news, reading the reports, checking it with other reports, and they're telling the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, and that even freaks me out more, that they tell the truth. It's incredible. There's not even a spin involved. In fact, they got the head of the Russian military is freaking out on TV going, what is going on? Why have you attacked us? Why is your media lying and saying we attacked your country or attacked one of your satellites? Why are you doing this? What is wrong? Why are you moving weapons up against our borders? And Ukraine is threatening to not let the Russian fleet land at the port that they've leased. Look at this news I've got here. Bush's speech continues dangerous brinksmanship with Russia. More threats today. Russian forces still entrenched in Georgia. Ukraine offers satellite defense cooperation with Europe. London Telegraph, Ukraine inflamed, mounting east-west tensions today by offering a Soviet-built satellite facility as part of the European Missile Defense Program, which, again, is a sneak attack system is what it is, so the Russians can't defend themselves. Neocons up nuclear war ante with Poland missile deal. They're also in Poland. This is the type of news I have here. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's talk to Taj in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? I wanted to talk about the Dan Rather video that you got up on Infowars.com.
Yes.
We all know the 9/11 Commission report denied finding the boxes. The FBI lied about it. But, I'm sure you remember behind the scenes, DeMozzi and Ballone talk about how they witnessed three of the black boxes recovered from the scene. Has anybody, are you aware of anybody who's tried to get these guys, on interview or anything like that to talk
about?
Yeah,
let me fill people in because you are in the know, you're informed, you probably know where the United States is located on a map, you probably know how to brush your teeth or wipe your nose, you probably have an IQ of above 100, but the general public, I'm sad to say, has no idea what you're talking about, and I was going to cover this near the end of the show if I had time. This really isn't a new development other than the fact that it's a new video clip backing this up. We have the photos of the black boxes, they're really orange with black stripes, three of the four, there's two per plane, from the North and South Tower. They were discovered basically undamaged. Firefighters, Giuliani, they held them up, they announced it was the boxes, they said we had them, it was in the news, it was in the New Jersey news, it was in the Philadelphia news. I called the two firefighters who later said, yeah, the FBI grabbed them away from us, threatened us and said, you did not find three of the four boxes. And so I called them at home about 5 years ago when this broke, after the fact, and they said, we've been threatened, we're scared, we won't come on your show. Yes, we do have Dan Rather being told Giuliani's live at the scene holding up the boxes, and he said we're going to go to that in the, quote, feed cut, and they were unable to show those boxes. So I do have that clip. It's up on Infowars.com, and it's just one more piece of the ongoing cover-up.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. The cover-up is amazing, and people just don't see what's going on. I mean, you got to be blind not to see. There's extensive amounts of evidence.
No, I hear you. I hear you, and that's just one facet of it. Let's go ahead now. Thank you for the call. Jonathan in Philly, you're on the air worldwide.
Hello, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I'm a 5-year listener, and I've got your books and videos and Prison Planet TV and Berkey Mice, all that. It's great. And thank you for making me historically and politically aware. Alex, basically, I'm an ex-Yuppie, I guess, but currently committed pro-life Catholic. And I didn't want to call in as a disagreeer because I agree with everything you do say. But over the years, there's two things that kind of don't sit with me that I hear every once in a while. First of all, I would just want to say, before I get to them, I just want to ask this question in general. I think is the root of it. Why would, in your opinion, why? It just seems to me such a disconnect between pro-lifers and patriot movement. Patriot movement, and I learned a lot through you, 9/11, Second Amendment, Federal Reserve, false left-right paradigm, war in Iraq, media mind control.
Sir, I spoke out on three different shows this week against abortion. I did. I did long, extensive, 10 and 20-minute rants about how we are an evil culture that's aborted 50-plus million babies since 1974, Roe v. Wade. And I have constantly spoken out about how it's part of a eugenics program. And I've made a film, Endgame, that gets into the larger eugenics program. And I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, I didn't hear you this week. Sorry.
But I mean, I do speak out against abortion. It's not true.
You do. And I'm just asking the question, why would there be a disconnect? Whereas the pro-lifers, they're more focused on contraception, divorce, against homosexuality, against abortion. I'm just wondering, in your mind, why is there seem to be a disconnect?
I'm not sure I understand what you're saying.
Okay, well, so I'm coming from like a pro-life angle.
I really don't understand. I mean, I just told you I cover all that.
Okay. All right. Okay. No, let me
You're
get
saying
on with...
you've never heard me speak out against abortion.
No, I do hear you. I do hear you speak out. And when you do an excellent job. And my Endgame was great. I got into a lot of the...
Well, listen, thank you. Thank you. It's just, you know, I don't know what I can do. I mean, I don't know what I can do for people. I had some guy call me at the end of the Friday show and say, why aren't you covering Dennis Kucinich's impeachment of George Bush? I mean, I play clips on the air. I've covered it. I've had him on. I do everything I can. I mean, really, I think, folks, I'm not the one taxing you out of existence. I'm not the one devaluing the dollar, the one launching wars. I'm not the one doing all this. And so the show really isn't about Alex Jones. I mean, I had the New York Times attack me Friday for criticizing Barack Obama. I'm not really here talking much about that. Most talk show hosts are making a huge deal out of it. I don't really care. I don't want to make the show about Alex Jones because that isn't going to wake people up and save this country. Okay, I want to make it about the news and about the information and the topics that we cover here. And I'm doing the best job I can, Jonathan. We're going to go to break. When we get back, George, Brett, David, and many, many others that are patiently holding, we are going to get to you. I do have some police state news. I do have some economic news I'm going to cover it as well, but I'm going to continue with your calls in the next segment after this quick break. I'm not going to save you. A lot of people come to me and say, you need to do this, you need to do that. I don't have as much pull as you think. The solution is in the mirror. Look in the mirror. That is the solution. Okay? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's unveilingthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091, or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listen now, you mother!
Guess what happened this week? We called up the Austin Police Department and said, hey, we'd like to interview Arde Saavedra, the police chief. They call right back and they say, yeah, he wants to come do it. He shows up just with one person in studio Thursday during the weekday show at my studios in South Austin and spent an hour with us. We're going to play about 12 minutes, some of the highlights of that hour-long interview. The whole thing's posted for free right there at InfoWars.com. Now, the reason I had him on is we reach out to everybody, and he has actually done a few good things and some bad things. But he has been trying to interface with the community. Very charming, very intelligent individual. And he was telling me about the shows he listens to and how he likes my videos. And I was asking him questions about the films and the TV show, and he knew all about it. So he wasn't giving me a line of baloney. So that's interesting. That's coming up in the next to last segment and the last segment, some of the highlights with Art Acevedo, the Austin police chief. Let's go ahead and talk to Brett in Sacramento. Brett, you are on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. My question is with regards to the Russia-Georgia situation and its connection to China. Quite some time ago, a couple of decades ago, Anatoly Golitsyn, I think, I'm not sure how you pronounce his name.
That's right.
A Soviet defector wrote New Life's Role and Perestroika Deception, and as you know, he predicted the fall of the Soviet Union, etc. And he also suggested that the Sino-Soviet split
was false, and we've had General Benton Parton, who wrote the seminal War Doctrine paper on the falsehood, the staged Sino-Soviet split between China and Russia.
Right, and he claimed that even though that may go on for decades, that eventually they would reunite and form a powerful alliance. And I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Well, they did that. They did that 2 years ago with a new agreement. And so that's actually what's happening. I mean, that's the nature of power, is that Iran's bad, the U.S. is bad. Russia's corrupt, the United States is corrupt, England's corrupt, Germany's corrupt. I mean, read the Bible, read history, read, you know, common sense. Usually, elites get into control that are corrupt and bad. And so the New World Order, the corporatist, as Carol Quigley, the top political scientist at Georgetown, Bill Clinton's mentor, he was the historian for the Council on Foreign Relations and the Royal Institute of International Affairs. These are the real shadow governments of England and the U.S. And he said that this banking elite funds both sides. And so they fund the conflicts to make money on both sides. And so it's the ultimate monopoly game. The difference here is this is a clear escalation by the West, by NATO, by the U.S. against Russia. I mean, am I saying Putin's a good guy? No, I've made films about how he was caught blowing up his own apartment buildings when he was vice president as a pretext to launch a war in Chechnya and to be brought into office in a popular election. So I just report the cold hard facts. Make what you want of them. It's not good for world stability to have this happening, this escalation with Russia. But that's what they need to then say, oh, we need a strong global government to stop this. And then they merge the U.S. and Russia, which is what they're politically wanting to do. So, yes, there's a lot more to it. Great points, Brett. Appreciate you calling. Let's go to Bill in Michigan. Bill, you are on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yes, sir.
Welcome.
I pray for your safety every day, sir, and I hope that we can turn this thing around. But one thing we got to do, when we get control of this, we have got to get rid of these people with all the money. I don't know if you got to kill them or what you got to do, but the Rockefellers and some of these clowns, if we don't do it, Alex, in a year we're going to end up having to, or in 10 years our kids are going to have to
do it. Well, listen, let me comment on that. You know, you're saying basically arrest, get rid of the, quote, rich people. What the elites actually do throughout history is they go after. They always go after. The middle class, they tell the poor people that the middle class is the elite. Somebody living in a one-room apartment making $1,000 a month or whatever, they think somebody living in a million-dollar house is a rich elitist. And that's what the big banks did in 1917. This is all declassified now. They funded the Bolsheviks to overthrow the czars and then the middle class under them to bring in a system to control populations. And so we don't want a French Revolution here where anybody who's got any money gets their heads whacked off. We want to prosecute those that have engaged in crimes and certainly confiscate their ill-gotten wealth. But we do not want some type of purge going on like Pol Pot, which the U.S. funded, and Zbigniew Brzezinski, running this Russian situation, brags that, that he helped them kill 2 million people. The U.S. helped Pol Pot, and they killed anybody who had glasses, because that meant they were middle class. Very, very serious. Let's go to another call here. Let's go to George in Florida. You're on the air, George.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, well, I'm getting ready to brace myself because of Tropical Storm Fay, and I'm just warning the listeners in Florida, if you got to evacuate, take your guns, take your food, and have your Berkeys ready.
That's right. In every case now, the National Guard comes in if it's a bad hurricane and confiscates your firearms, and they even go into high and dry areas and confiscate your guns. They're now using the National Guard to do door-to-door gun confiscation in Illinois, according to NBC News. All part of the new freedom.
And yes, and like I say, I can just grab my food supply, my guns, and I'm taken far away from Florida.
How bad is that thing that's supposed to hit there? How bad is it supposed to be?
Well, I'm predicting it might hit like Tarpon Springs, Dunedin, Florida, where the eye would hit.
Well, I was looking at those tracks. They've got them all over the place. Yeah.
Well, and the thing is, where I live, I'm where the surge would hit.
Yeah. Well, you better get out of there then. Let's go ahead and talk to BL in Texas. BL, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
I wonder if you heard about Friday night's countdown. Democratic strategist Chris Kofinas called for the Democratic Party to deal with Jerome Corsi using extreme prejudice.
No, we have Dr. Corsi with the New York Times number one bestseller, Abomination. We had one of the first interviews he did a few weeks ago. The New York Times attacked him for the interviews he's done with me. And I know I got attacked in the New York Times, but I was not aware of this extreme prejudice. For those that don't know, that is military terminology for killing him.
Of course, he was called the poster child for lies and smears, who sold his soul to get this book published. And at the end of the diatribe with the guest host and Capenis, the smirking Capenis turned a serious face to the camera and called for the Democratic Party to deal with Corsi using extreme prejudice. Unbelievable.
I need to look up that definition, but BL, from memory, doesn't that term mean violence?
It's a CIA euphemism for assassination.
Yeah, that's the cover term they use.
Right. It's from spinning the news to outright lies 24/7.
Well, all of the mainline neocon followers listening, who now realize Bush betrayed him and was bought and paid for by the New World Order, get ready for the Democrats, and then suddenly I'll be the darling of the right wing again. The left will hate me. No, I'm the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. We're patriots. We love liberty and freedom, and both parties are bought and paid for by the New World Order. 90% of the American people in Gallup polls want to control the borders. They say no. 75% don't want gun control. They give it to us. 80% don't want a war. They throw it in our face. Anything else, BL?
That'll do it.
Thank you. All right, we're going to come back with a blitz on the police state, the economy, and the Austin police chief in studio. Stay with us.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Okay, let me get into the Pentagon-designed police state grid. You see, the elite have put in electronic voting machines to basically cancel most major elections, to control them. NORTHCOM is now designated the United States as an enemy war zone. The American people are enemies of the criminal government. It's all stated in PD-51 and others. Look at this Washington Post today. U.S. may ease police spy rules. The Justice Department has proposed a new domestic spying measure that would make it easier for state and local police to collect intelligence about Americans. They're being federalized. Share the sensitive data with federal agencies and retain it for at least 10 years. The proposed changes would reverse the federal government's rules for police intelligence gathering for the first time since 93 and would apply to any of the nation's 18,000 state and local police agencies receiving about 1.6 each year in federal grants. So federalizing them there. Here's another one. We actually broke this. We Are Change Colorado for the DNC found the secret FEMA camp. They've built these in every major city. In my 1999 film, Police State 2, The Takeover, we show you these secret camps. City defends secret jail. Oh, it's secret. Local police, it's secret. It's got barbed wire, concertina wire. You sleep on concrete, enough for 5,000 people. Activist groups say the converted warehouse poses a threat to civil liberties. The city maintains that the facility is needed in case of mass arrest during the Democratic National Convention. The makeshift holding center, dubbed Gitmo on the Plate by activists, is located on city-owned property near Steel Street and 38th Street Avenue. When our reporters went out there to talk to them, the police screamed at them and told them, leave. I can't have cameras in America. I can't have freedom. Newly installed security cameras guard the exterior chain-link fences. A secret prison. Also, Operation Sentinel, high-tech police state takes shape. CBS News reports in New York, every car that enters on any of the 8 bridges or any other roads in will be tracked and traced, and will be recorded, your license plate. That's already been in nationwide. They're just letting you know. Another report here, how Big Brother watches your every move. In the ever-growing surveillance society, the average Briton is recorded 3 times a week. So just a report on that for you. You know, throughout history, what kills, what enslaves, what steals is corrupt governments. And the Founding Fathers told you this. History shows this. We have this huge governmental apparatus worldwide being built against the people. And they say it's in the guise of terrorism. Now in the fake green revolution for carbon footprints to regulate and track your every move and tax your very air you breathe. This is the age of control. Corrupt elites are making a move. And if the people don't wake up and realize this control grid that's going in around us, we're going to get in a lot more trouble. On the banking front, I've seen a lot of different government reports coming out in the last year about how the majority of large corporations pay almost no taxes. And they don't get prosecuted. They don't get in trouble. Schmuck cattle American people are there to pay taxes and there to not have due process and have the IRS take your homes with no judge, jury, no due process. Daily Mail, U.S. banking giant switches billions in debt to Britain to avoid paying corporate taxes for 60 years. Merrill Lynch might not pay corporate taxes for the next 60 years and emerge today. The giant American investment bank, which employs thousands in the city, has made the losses of $29 billion for its exposure to U.S. subprime. Then it goes on to see how it's moved overseas. Dick Cheney, Halliburton, Blackwater, thousands of corporations are all leaving, and they passed a law this year that American citizens can't take our wealth outside the country. Slaves come in, they don't come out. One report there for you. Also, Los Angeles program to give $2.2 billion to Mexican trucking firms, Landline Magazine, to help them destroy U.S. trucking jobs. The globalists want to create monopoly. See, when things get worse in the economy, Walmart does better, 70% profit. These are predatory. They're black holes. It's all about consolidation, destroying free markets. We're going to go out the next 5 minutes with the police chief interview I did live in studio a few days ago. Then we're going to come back and finish out the show with some of the highlights of that in the final segment. Infowars.com is the website. Here it is. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am really excited, and he's a really nice guy. I guess that's why he's already a major police chief in a major city, as young as he is. And he's got a long bio here, but I thought that he was, for the rest of the hour, being very gracious about that. Art Acevedo, he is the Austin police chief, who's now been in, what, close to a year or so?
A little over a year.
And we're honored to have you, sir.
Yeah, good to be here. Finally get to meet you.
Well, it's great to have you in studio with us today. Just out of the gates, instead of reading your lengthy bio, tell us a little bit about yourself, because this is an international audience, obviously, not just in Austin.
Okay, well, I'm 44 years old. I'm a proud father of three kids, a 19-year-old, 16-year-old, and a 4-month-old. I was born in Havana, Cuba. I migrated to the United States, one of the lucky ones that got out of Cuba in 68. Always wanted to be a cop, became a cop, loved being a cop, and I did it out of a desire to really serve. I love people. I think being a cop is really about dealing with people, and if you can deal with people, you have people skills, you can be very successful at policing.
Now, obviously, you've got courage coming into the Lions gym here.
Well, hey, I frisked you down. I don't see any weapons on you, so, you know, words can't kill you, I hope.
No, listen, we have always wanted a relationship with the police.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't like the fact, and I've probably even been bad in the past, bashing police too much, and that kind of combats police into their own little culture,
right,
instead of having the public and the police interface. And I know that since you've gotten in, you've done a lot of things I've actually really agreed with, some things I've disagreed with, really have been interfacing with the media, the public. I mean, you've got to be the hardest working police chief I've ever seen living in Austin for the last 18 years.
Well, great. Well, thank you for that. But, you know, it's important. Look, we have nothing to hide. I really believe that through transparency comes trust, and the more transparent we are, the more we engage the community. Sometimes we're going to have to agree to disagree, but that's okay. But we have to have a dialogue, because that's what's going to breed trust, and with trust, I think, comes safety and a better quality of life for all of us.
Well, there have been big changes. Also, in the past, if Austin police shot somebody in the back, they would not get in trouble. Now that they have been getting in trouble.
Well, you know, that you're talking about the Kevin Brown shooting. That was a tragic event for everybody involved, including the sergeant was fired. But the reality is, we've got to call them as we see them. You know, I know the community likes some of the calls, they'll dislike some of the calls. But I think if people know your heart and they know that you actually care and that you're trying to do the right thing, they may not agree with you, but at least they'll respect the fact that you're trying and that your heart's in the right place, which is important.
Well, absolutely, and you've done some other things that have been good, and I've been happy to see police and the union not attacking you as much, because they understand that if they don't clean house, it's just going to be downhill.
You know, and that's true. The reality is we don't have that much cleaning to do. With, you know, the majority of our cops are really hard-working, dedicated professionals, but it doesn't take more than one or two or three or a handful to really diminish the excellence and destroy the excellence in the bridges that we're building.
I tell you what, we're going to break. That's a
okay.
Great place to leave it off. Stay there, sir. Back in just a few minutes with the Austin Police Chief in studio with us. Austin Police Chief Art Acevedo is our guest in studio. And now we can start the interrogation.
Here we go.
You like the interrogation room? We have lots of lights, a little bitty room.
I like the padding, you know, so when you get rough with me, I know I'm not going to hurt myself too badly.
You know, I'm surprised that you didn't bring a whole entourage with you, because other Austin police chiefs I've noticed would normally have an entourage and then guys out in the parking lot. I've worked at a few other radio stations doing my show out of there, and like the police chiefs would be coming on other shows sometimes, yeah. And you'd see guys in the parking lot looking around and... Okay, let's get into the tough questions in this short segment. We got a long one coming up after the next break.
Okay.
Plate scanning. They've announced all over the country the feds have put in these license plate reading cameras. Police cars are getting them. It's all part of this larger Northcom grid. You have the emergency management centers where they're bringing in the National Guard, threat assessment, threat matrix systems, this whole Northcom grid. The last police chief actually interviewed in person was the police chief of San Antonio, L.A. Philippus, when Delta Force tried to bribe him and ended up in the paper to run covert operations in the city. Your take on all that?
Well, I think any technology, it's not the technology that is bad or evil or anything else. It's how you use it. License plate readers are a good tool when you're looking for an Amber Alert, a partial plate on a kid that's been kidnapped. You can actually program that system. Let's say it's 123 SAM. And all you have is 1, 2, 3, and it'll spit out any car. It'll identify, here's a car that you're looking for. So to help, it helps us in terms of finding wanted vehicles and recovering stolen cars. With that said, if we bring it here, it's solely for our local law enforcement use and nothing else.
But those grids, those grants are paid for by the feds, and if you'd like me to give you documents, I can. They're also feeding into that with NSA technology.
Well, I'm not aware of that. That's something I've never
heard.
Okay,
well, what about the gunshot detectors they started putting up in 1998, which are really microphones?
Gunshot detectors, we don't have them here. We're very fortunate that we have a city that's a very safe city.
What about the grants that announced in 98 that were putting them in East Austin?
We don't have them here. I mean, if we have them, I haven't seen them or heard them.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Imagine if I'd come to you a couple of years ago and said to you, hey, gasoline prices are going to jump to $5 a gallon, and I know a way that we can store several hundred gallons for you, a year or two's supply of gasoline, buy it today at $2 a gallon, and when it goes to $5 a gallon, you'll be way ahead of the game. And you probably at the time would have said to me, you're nuts, get away, you're crazy, lunatic, go bye-bye, and okay, fine. Now I'm telling you, what's happened to gasoline is happening to food. Your grocery bill is going to skyrocket. And you can put bulk foods away at less than half the price of your regular grocery bill. And by tomorrow's standards, that could be at less than a fourth of the price, or an eighth of the price, or a sixteenth of the price. Hello, do you have an investor's brain or not? Pay attention. Storable foods, bulk foods from the J. Michael Stevens Company. EatFoodsDirect.com. Go there now, EatFoodsDirect.com. Get a year or two's worth of bulk foods while they still are available, and they won't be much longer. Or call them at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
All
Art Acevedo, Austin Police Chief, is our guest for the rest of the hour. Very charming devil, I have to say. We'll be watching him very closely from this time forward.
Well, I think the feeling is mutual. You know what? You're a teddy bear in person. I like watching you.
I am a nice guy.
You are a nice guy.
I get intimidated by police that have been given federally paid for Darth Vader uniforms and aren't wearing badges. And you were talking earlier about seeing video of me on the web or TV or where I'm going up to the police downtown who are in their riot gear. And I'm just wanting to see their badges. That's why I was talking to them. Okay, let's bring up the big issue then. You talk about drunk driving. And I've got hundreds of mainstream articles. I know you're aware of this.
You keep saying that.
Well, because you're a smart guy. But I'm saying if you want me to pull any of this up right
Absolutely,
now, I can.
Yeah.
I'm just saying we document it. Claims I'm making are not claims. They're facts.
Okay.
Sheriffs, police chiefs all over the country have said that they pull over a van, say, with 15 illegal aliens in it.
Mm-hmm.
None of them have IDs. None of them have insurance. Some of them are drunk. They pick them up. They take them in. ICE won't pick them up. The judges in the city say $50 fines. We don't have any ID. We're letting them go. The famous railway serial killer killed a bunch of people, been going around for years, couldn't be caught. You talk about tracking things and having accountability. Citizens are having their plates scanned, face scanned, controlled, police everywhere. Children spying on us in the schools. But then meanwhile, I know for a fact in Austin, Texas, and I've had a bunch of Austin police tell me this, and it happened. One night I pulled up at this office, and I see two police cars and the lights going about a year and a half ago, and I walk up, and my IT guy, he's actually a contractor, is in handcuffs. He goes, oh, yeah, my license expired. I haven't got it renewed. And they said, yep, we just happened to arrest him. And I said, and it turned out the cops kind of bowled up when I first pulled up, and they said, oh, Alex Jones, how you doing? We're fans of the show. But then they went ahead and said, no, we got to arrest him. And I said, but if he was an illegal alien, you probably wouldn't. And he says, you know what? They just let him go, and we're not encouraged to do it. And Austin's a sanctuary city. Now, so what do you say to that claiming drunk drivers when statistically, you talk about Austin being hard-drinking. We know folks from south of the border are hard-drinking, too, just like Texans.
Well, look, I've been talking about this on Spanish media and on Spanish radio, and it's from the day I got here. If you commit a crime in the city, if you commit a violation, I don't care if you're legal or illegal, we're going to enforce the law. That is our job. And
now, this was a year and a half ago, but why did the officers tell me they weren't supposed to arrest him a year and a half ago?
You know what? Some of it may be their own their own perception. The reality is when we take enforcement action, we base it on the statutes and the ordinances in the city without regard to socioeconomic standing.
Is this a sanctuary city? It's listed as one.
This is not a sanctuary city because when we book people at the jail, ICE has access to the jail.
They don't come, do they? What do you do when you don't know who somebody is and there's been a stabbing and you got three witnesses and it's hard to prosecute because nobody knows who these people are? And then that victimizes these communities because they're lawless.
Well, absolutely, because there's two things here that are happening. First of all, immigration control starts at the border. You got to secure your borders. I think that most major city chiefs, that is actually a policy position of major city chiefs here in the country, is that we've got to secure our borders. The second part, though, is that we have to be serious about it, because here's the unintended consequence. If I become it's an unfounded mandate for me to be doing ICE's work or immigration's work, but here's the problem. If it is a revolving door where 3 days after you get them, if we became an arm of immigration, they're going to be right back. What can happen is that we lose the trust of that community that's going to be here, and we lose witnesses, we lose victims, and we all lose. I have friends that work for the federal government in California, in Southern California, that used to be frustrated that they'd take people down on the bus, and the joke was that the people that were deported beat the bus back.
Well, they also
to downtown LA.
They also kill police, federal police. They commit murders, and Mexico will not extradite back to the U.S. if there's a death penalty.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, this is literally like the Wild West. You know about the rocket attacks in Nuevo Laredo. You know about the truck bomb in Dallas. You know about Los Zetas paramilitary Mexican troops are now, and I reported this 3 years before it hit the mainstream, are now carrying out operations. The police are scared of them. MS-13, I mean, and then meanwhile, my guy's got an expired license. He's off to jail.
Well, again, our official position here is that if you break the law, if you violate the law, we're going to treat you the same, whether you're legal or illegal. You're going to go to jail.
So that's what do you do when you pull an illegal alien over who's driving a car and they don't have insurance? I mean, how do you write them a ticket if you don't know who they are?
Well, if you cannot reasonably identify who a person is, then you take them forthwith to get them identified. Another thing that we're
looking at... So you are taking people to jail who you don't know who they are.
Our policy allows our officers that if you cannot identify a person, you can go forthwith.
But see, that's their discretion. You can go forth. I mean, yeah, the police are encouraged to go out and write tickets and generate revenue on the almost broke-back city, even though we're a wealthy city. But meanwhile, you see, look, let's be honest, Chief. You know and I know there's a double standard. There's a double standard to 867 sanctuary cities, and Austin is on the map as one of the worst in the country after L.A., Denver, Chicago. We got a Mexican, you know, consulate, our mission here, which hands out these Cracker Jack...
The consular...
Matricula.
Matricula, yeah.
I mean, I had the leader of the Republican Senate on a few years ago. He in one day himself went and got four fake IDs from Mexican consulate.
Well, it is a challenge, but you know the problem for us as police officers at the local level is policing a community that we know is here and policing a community that we don't control the borders. We have to control what's in our city, and I think some of the frustration is that. The reality is the way that you deal with immigration is you dry up jobs, you dry up some of those opportunities, people wouldn't come here illegally. And to me, that's if you're going to get serious, that's where you start, is with employers.
Oh, I agree. I am for throwing them. I mean, plus, just as a citizen, I want people to be able to have entry-level jobs, no matter what color they are. We've got hundreds of millions of people that want to come here. What if there was a huge terror attack somewhere in the United States and they said that we have to implement PDD 51, basically making the president a dictator? What would you do then if they told you, gave you a list, and they have these, it's been in the Houston Chronicle now, of 3,000 Austinites to be picked up, and Alex Jones is on there. And there's no judge, no jury, no indictment, no grand jury. It's just go pick up Alex Jones.
Well, we'd say Alex Jones, we know him. We're going to vouch for him. But the reality is we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Cross the bridge to
figure out what if it's a lawful order. And we'll make that decision based on what we know to be right.
I mean, we got the city to throw out the Patriot Act here locally, to say that we oppose it.
Remember the bottom line is just remember, we are a local police department. We are a separate entity, and we will operate based upon what our own city statutes are and our requirements are, and I think that's what would be.
But we know that they've trained the police to drive the buses and pick up people during riots, and we know they have the emergency center out at the old airport, the overflow center. Mm-hmm. Is that still there with the bolts and chains on the floor?
I haven't seen it since I've been here.
Are you aware of that?
There's a bolts and chains where?
The little FEMA camp they've got at the old Mueller Airport.
I haven't seen it. No.
You went to
but you know what? The old airport, I think that's pretty much been torn
privatized,
down.
Privatized,
yeah. Yeah, they're
tell you what, stay there. 1 minute break, Chief.
Okay.
Police Chief Art Acevedo to talk about whatever he thinks is most important, to get out any websites or any points he's making. I would like to see other police chiefs across the country. We're on in Chicago, L.A., San Diego, Kansas City, other places. If you want to come on this show, you are welcome. We'd love to hear from you here as well, because one thing that will fight tyranny is the people truly being involved in their government and being friends with the police, but not in a spy way, but in a in the way you're doing it. And so it humanizes both sides.
Well, I think familiarity breeds trust and respect, and the reality is at least we know each other's positions, and we don't have to agree on everything, but we can agree to disagree.
Please don't take me to the FEMA camp.
No, we have a special lockup for you. I'm kidding. Trust me, we don't have any black helicopters following you around. I only have one helicopter, for God's sakes. I'm trying to get a second. But the reality is...
I know, it buzzes my house daily.
That must be Tank, one of our guys with a good sense of humor. The reality is we have a great police department here in Austin. We live in a great city. Our goal, though, is that we don't want to be naive to think that things can't worsen for us in terms of crime if we don't stay on top of it. We want to be proactive. We want to be aggressive, but we want to be respectful of people's rights. And most importantly, we want to make sure that everybody's treated the same and equally. Ultimately, no matter whatever happens in this city that impacts public safety, the federal government isn't going to answer to that. The state isn't going to answer to that. The chief of police of Austin, Texas, is going to answer to Austinites, because I work for them. There is no excuse. We have to stay on top of issues. But know this, we are here to serve. We have nothing to hide. We're a transparent organization, and we're not afraid to answer the tough questions.
Well, I have said this. Things have changed since you've been here. We're seeing changes everywhere.
No.
But I just want you to realize those governing the federal government do not have the same altruistic goals of you, I will assure you. I mean, look at all the chemical and biological, radiological testing they've done on the American people. Do you know about Tuskegee and all that?
Yeah, I've been worried.
I mean, the point is, let's stop completely trusting government as well. Let's get involved in government. All right, folks. So there's like 45 minutes more of it up on Infowars.com. I am out of time. Back next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, 5 to 7 Eastern. I want to thank all the affiliate sponsors, listeners, Trey and Paul, and they're doing a great job. Got another film coming out that Jason Burmis made. I produced it. Fabled Enemies. Check out the trailers at Infowars.com. Now get out there and take on tyranny.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an answer being told, it's time to leave.